This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Prison inmates are suing the governor and the Department of Corrections for allegedly violating Colorado's anti-slavery law by forcing them to work. They claim their parole dates were delayed if they did not comply. A spokesperson for the Corrections Department says that the department does not comment on pending litigation. Colorado's COVID outlook is improving. CPR's John Daly reports.
Transmission, hospitalizations, and other coronavirus trends have improved significantly. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, dipped below 8% Monday, according to the state's dashboard. A month ago, the number was more than triple that, a pandemic record of nearly 30%. Confirmed COVID-19 hospitalizations fell to 705, half what it was just a month ago, and the lowest since the end of summer. The Omicron variant fueled the huge January wave. Despite the improvement, health officials say the positivity rate is still higher than the 5% goal and caution new variants could upend the progress. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Attendees at the state wrestling tournament this weekend will have to show proof of vaccination or a negative test within 72 hours to enter Ball Arena in Denver. Coaches and wrestlers have to prove they're COVID-free before matches begin, and spectators will have to do so at the door each day. Rain and snow likely across Colorado tomorrow. Front range tonight down to 25, 15 in the mountains, 30 on the western slope. This is CPR News.